This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we are celebrating Africa Day today. Yeah, Africa Day is tomorrow, by the way. But as Mangosuthu, Investor of Technology, we are celebrating it today. And we have beautiful guests all the way from Limpopo. Ozile, no way. So, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know your name and your surname. And I know that you are from University of Limpopo, right?
Yes.
Right. What is your name?
My name is Mologadi Madisha.
Mologadi.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I got that right. Your name, miss?
Oh, my name is Katlego Mutsweni.
Katlego Mutsweni.
And
right?
I'm Priscilla Buabing.
Priscilla Buabing. Right. We spoke to someone all the way from Etoko, one of the African country, right? Yesterday. Was it yesterday, Nobuth? No, it wasn't yesterday, but on Wednesday. Ma'am, hi.
Hi.
You good?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
What is your name?
Malosi Libi.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are all from University of Limpopo. They are joining us as we are celebrating Africa Month. So I want to know, first of all, before we get to the Africa Day celebration, right, Limpopo has some misconceptions, or people have some misconceptions of Limpopo, right? What are those misconceptions that you would like to debunk for the listeners? Yes.
First of all, the witchcraft. Guys are loy. We don't. We're such good people, you know.
Yeah.
So
originally you're from Limpopo?
Yeah, I was born in Limpopo, but right. I grew up in Joburg South.
How does affect you now being known or assumed as someone who is into witchcraft as Limpopo? How does it affect you?
It's not good, because then that misconception just grows with you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but honestly, arloi.
Yeah. Abaloi bafet. So I want to know, what is the importance now? Like, why is it so important to you as the University of Limpopo, as a person, to actually preserve the cultures and the language? Let us begin with you, ma'am. okay, let's come this side. Yes.
Okay, I think firstly, with Limpopo having so many different cultures, we're the home for like three official languages. Mm. So obviously three different cultures.
Yeah.
It's very important that we all respectively preserve our culture
for
future generations, you know.
Mm.
And then as a whole unit, as a whole province.
Yeah.
What we do, you know, I think she also mentioned that one of the misconceptions being that we are very strong. That's black magic. I think as a province, unity and preserving our culture then makes it easier for other different cultures to accept us, maybe. So, but besides that, I think more than anything, any other culture, they know this. It's just preserving your culture and your traditions, generation to generation.
Let's speak about the language. We spoke to Professor Nkwane all the way from UFS, speaking of actually decolonizing the education system. And then he mentioned something like, we all know that we adopt this language as that is taken as the medium of communication, that is English. And then he said something like, if we can just go back and now every lesson is conducted in your mother tongue, how cool would be that?
I think most of the black students will understand way better. Even in English, I think even in high school, English is being sometimes taught in Sepedi for us to understand way better.
Yeah.
And if you get the understanding, you'll be able to apply it in whatever language that you can.
It's never easy.
It's never easy, but the understanding is there.
It's never easy because, for example, I'm Zulu. Like, I'm pure Zulu. Mm. I know there are misconceptions of Zulu people, but I'm not like that. I'm not like that. So I think it becomes so difficult because you're trying to understand what is being said, and also you are trying to understand what is being taught. Understand? Mm-hmm. So you are being taught in English, and then you have to understand what is like enunciate means. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And also you want to try understand what is being taught, of which I think Mrs. Angie Motseha actually said to Gutena, we need to go back to our mother languages. Yeah. Is it possible though?
I think with, I mean, right now, institutions of higher like learning are moving towards internationalization.
Yeah.
And internationalization really goes hand in hand with decolonization. Mm. When I first joined the international space, I was like a bit confused.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they do the same thing.
Mm.
What we are trying to do as a university, as a country, as a continent, is make sure that each one of us can understand each other in our respective languages, but also exactly what she said, apply it in the medium of communication, which is assumed to be English right now.
Mm.
So I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a lot of work and a lot of years.
That is true. That
yeah,
is
so
true.
What we're doing now is only a legacy for future generations.
Let's come to you, Miss. You've been so quiet. You've been so quiet. I want us to look at now. You traveled all the way from Limpopo to here. Like, what is so important to actually be here?
I think to learn is the first thing.
Yeah.
Remember, when you go out to other provinces, you actually get to be exposed to what other people do according to their cultures, religions, and whatever.
Yeah.
So learning.
And then you're going to teach me Sepedi, right?
Yeah, I'm going to root the Sepedi.
Okay.
However, I have a question.
Why
is it that Zulu people are so stubborn? You know, like they're not open into learning other languages. Yeah, that's a question that I have for you today.
For me?
Yeah.
And,
personally,
you know, let's just generalize it. It's not specific.
Okay. I think now the Zulu people, they have this thing of, you know, being too entrenched in your own roots, right? You pride yourself of who you are, right? So we take it as if I'm learning the other language, it's like I'm just stepping away from being who I am. You understand? It's not like they are stubborn. I do have a little bit of knowledge on Sepedi, Sesotho. I'm very good in Sesotho. I learned Sesotho, right? I'm very good in Siswati. I'm very good in not Tsonga, my Tsonga now. I think it's because we are more like prideful when it comes to our culture and also our lineages, you understand? So we pride ourselves in such a point that we don't wanna go out and explore other cultures and other languages. I hope you got the answer.
I think I'm answered. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So you guys are here. What can we expect in terms of your culture, your dances and whatnot, entertainment? We're going to be entertained today.
We bring knowledge.
You bring knowledge.
Not dance moves.
Not dance.
Yeah. We're a bit stiff around the hips, but
no. I think you guys need to teach us dance.
Anything you must teach us. We're here in the KZN province.
Yeah. But I teach you something, you teach me something.
We'll teach you the language, you teach us the dance moves.
Right.
Or you can play, you know, the Kosata pleasure.
Okay.
We'll show you the dance steps. Mm.
Definitely.
You're gonna be moving like this. So thank you so much, and we hope that you will enjoy your stay with us. So it's gonna be one day only. Can I go back to Limpopo with you guys?
Yes, please.
Yes.
You're very intercultural.
Oh.
You've learned a couple of languages.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to hear my Sepedi.
Please,
all right, I will do the outro with Sepedi.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.